You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I am dealing with a topic that is, in the world at large, a very hot debated topic. And that is the concept of abortion. It seems, when you look back in the historical Makaras, the debate whether abortion is permissible or prohibited in the world at large is a debate of thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Some ancient societies prohibited abortion. Some ancient societies permitted abortion. But tonight, I'm not interested to deal with the perspective of what Goyim thought the halacha should be. What I want to do tonight is go through the Chazals, the Psukim of the Torah, as well as the Midrash Halacha, to see what the Rabban Lashon tells us in these Makaravs, or what Hashem's opinion is about abortion, both as it relates to the non-Jewish world, to the Bnei Noach, both as it relates to the Jewish world, our Torah world, and to hear from the primary Makaravs what in fact the issue is. What is the prohibition of the ease of abortion? Are there cases in the world of halacha that abortion are permissible? And what are those specific heterim? And hopefully by the time I finish, besides all the lungas contained in the shiur tonight, it will give you greater sensitivity to the problems we're confronting in society, especially in modern society that wants to write abortion off as a nonentity, especially in America, that was so pro-choice, and what the mother wants to do, it's my body, and therefore it's my specific baby inside, and to define whether it lives or dies, besides all the scandals taking place now when it comes to Planned Parenthood, which just shows you how far the hefkeres has taken place, I hopefully by tonight's share you'll have a greater sensitivity and ED in this topic. Let's begin. I also want to mention the numbers. Worldwide, a year, you have at least 60 million abortions being done around the world. Probably 98% are clinical abortions, none therapeutics. We're dealing with a major, major problem in the world. Now,
China just allowed two children. But before then, it wasn't China.
Just for your knowledge, there, I don't think it was abortion. There, I think it was basically birth control.
Yeah,
well, that was the purpose of it.
No, but I'm saying you don't have to come to abortion if you use birth control.
And sterilization. And
sterilization.
Yeah, right. Preventive medicine rather than birth.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get into the topic tonight. So what I want to show you on page number one, if you'll say to me, Rabbi, point to me where the Issa abortion is mentioned in the Torah. So let me show you the pasuk. On page number one, you have a narrative at the end of the Mabul, where Hashem gave an entire shear to Noach and his children and their relatives as they left the Teva. And the shear was on the Issa of Ratzich, on the Issa of murder. So in that shear, there's one pasuk that says, Shofich dam adam v'adam dam yeshafech. The person who sheds the blood of one human being in the midst of another human being. Ki b'tzelem elokim ases adam. Realize the blood you are shedding, the entity destroying, is something that's created in the etzelem elokim, in the image of God. So Chazal have a midrash halach on this pasuk. If you look in quotation B on this page, the Gemara in Sanhedrin has the following Kabbalah of Teresh Shabbat. Dam Adam Ba'adam, Tani Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, Ben Noach Chayiv Ala Ubrim, that a Ben Noach is Chayiv if he kills an embryo inside, to Amakra, Shepherd Dam Adam Adam Dam Yeshafei, Eiz Adam Mishub Adam, Havi Oymer Ruta Uba Shemei Ima. So according to the Teresh Shabbat and Masechta Sanhedrin, you have an explicit pasuk in Parshas Noach telling us that as far as the Rabban Shalom is concerned in Shemayim, there is an Issa Deraisa for a Ben Noach to commit an abortion. And according to Bnei Noach Halacha, The Gemara says, Sanhedrin, if a ben melech in fact commits an abortion, he's violating the hashkafa and the halachas of Sheva Mitzvahs, and therefore the zechiyah of a Mises Bezdin, etc., etc. So he's dealing with a capital crime according to Bnei Noach halachas. Now,
what is the role of the mother in this? The mother that chooses to go to have the abortion. Is she
Messiah? She's definitely Messiah, absolutely.
She's just a Messiah.
She's a Messiah,
and
correct.
And we call by Ben Noach as a concept of Messiah?
Absolutely. No question.
But she's Chayav Mitzvah also?
Could very well be. She might be, yes. Could very well be. It depends how active she is in the process. You know, it's one thing, if she's Messiah and her body movements, you know, to help facilitate, then she's a Messiah. If he puts her totally out and she's basically under general anesthesia,
the very fact that she chose,
it doesn't make a difference. You have to do a mice of abortion. Your machshava is not sufficient. So she has to be some type of an active participant, one or another. Otherwise, it's, you know, you can't be mechayev as a misa because you happen to be, you have to be the entity. Let's go back now into the halacha. So we therefore see that in Bnei Noach halacha, there is a beferish pasuk mentioned by Chazal in this specific location. Good. Now, the question is, but this is talking to Bnei Noach. Will you find a sequel pasuk or sequel halacha applying to Bnei Yisrael? It's a pasuk by Bnei Noach. It was addressed to the Bnei Noach. So I want you to know that Rav Auerbach Zatzal quotes two tesis in Imshas. One tesis is contained in Masechta Sanhedrin Daftan Tes, and there's another tesis in Chulin Lamed Aleph, where he says there's a principle we have in Shas, which you'll have in your Maror Mekumos. The Maror Mekumos is page number 4, quotation K. You have a principle called Mi Ikamida. Is there such a thing that for Klal Yisrael something should be mutar and for the Bnei Noach it should be aser? Is there such a halacha in all of the Torah when it comes to Zayin Mitzvahs and what it contains? And the answer is there's no such thing. If you have an Isser contained in the halachas of Bnei Noach and it's an Isser, and Isser deraisa, the fact is it's automatically assumed that there is an Isser deraisa applying to Jews as well. And if that's the case, in his mind, the pasuk which asks Bnei Noach, the Isser of Shefach Adam Ba'adam, is therefore in Hashkafas Torah not only referring to the Bnei Noach to whom it was addressed, but it is applying as well to Bnei Yisrael on an Isa Deraisa level.
But Shiurim were not given to Bnei Noach.
What do you mean Shiurim?
Shiurim regarding age, regarding different things.
What does that have to do with this?
40 days.
That's not true. And you'll see very shortly. Say sure we're not giving to Bnei Noach is an inaccuracy. That's why it's Kedai. Let me talk a little bit.
Sorry.
And if all that I say, I haven't answered that question, then you'll have a right to critique. But I just began this year tonight. Now, what I want to point out to you is that right up front, I can tell you, even though you might claim, as Rav Auerbach does, that the Isser deraisa applies to Jews and to non-Jews across the board, but I'll tell you right up front, there's one major difference, which automatically emanates from the Sifrei Pesach, going back to the Rambam and up into the Acharonim now, and that is what happens if there's a violation of abortion. We're talking about now criminal abortion that's done for prohibited reasons. I am not talking about therapeutic abortions, where there's a special divine dispensation that if the mother's life is at stake, and if the actual pregnancy goes through, the mother will regard as a result of that pregnancy. So there is a Mishnah in your Maror Mekumos, Rabbi Yisai, going back to page 4 on top of the page, where the Mishnah says, 4a, Isha Shimakasha Lele, if a woman has tremendous travail and danger b'sakana in her pregnancy and her life is at stake, you're allowed to perform an embryotomy and cut the baby out to save a life. The mother's life supersedes that of the baby in utero. That is the Torah Shel Pesuos of the concept of therapeutic abortion being mentioned when it comes to Klal Yisrael. So the therapeutic abortion concept for the Jews definitely applies. The question is, does therapeutic abortion apply for non-Jews as well? And for that I have a quote on the bottom of the page, the Tosis HaRosh, where the Tosis HaRosh says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Nun Tes, Lakach muta lahatzel nafas amisatakenis b'shas leidasa kevin dubala mikri nefesh in a full-fledged phenomenon alpha p shigzeres akasavi shemeschay v'leha, that even if a ben Noach is chayim misas bezdin for having killed a baby with an abortion, so that's if the guy commits what's called a criminal abortion. But if the mother's life is at stake, she's a mistakenes. So the Tosis Rosh Paskins, the hector of therapeutic abortion that applies to a Jew, applies to a non-Jew as well. And in the Piskei Halachas of the Poskim, this is an accepted principle. So therefore, I want to make the following statement as a summary statement. The criminal abortion is also across the board for Jew and non-Jew. But I want to make one statement. If a Jew commits a criminal abortion, we're going to see very shortly, there's no Mises Bezdin down here in the Bezdin Shalmata. If a guy commits a criminal abortion down here, he's Chayiv Mises Bezdin, like violation of every other Isa of Ben Noach. And you shouldn't be astounded, because if he gets Misa for Gezela, so what's the big deal getting Misa because he committed a criminal abortion? I mean, we shouldn't be astounded about it. But the fact of the matter is, but they know I have a favor shalach and Mesechta Sanhedrin, the Chayiv Mises Bezdin having done such. B'nai Yisrael are not Chayiv on the concept of a criminal abortion. Why? I'll get to very shortly to demonstrate to you. So that's one difference. The similarity, however, I just showed you is therapeutic abortion to save the mother's life. The mother's in a suffix with Ruach Nefesh. The same way there is a divine dispensation based upon Torah Shabbat for a Jewish woman to undergo a therapeutic abortion without a question. There's no debate, no discussion about it. That's the Mishnah and the Sefthis. Olas, Tesis applies this to the non-Jews as well. If she's a mistakenes, we will give her the same dispensation. So the lead community, it's interesting, it works in both directions. When it comes to generating Yisurim, and when it comes sometimes to generating permissibilities, we see it working in both directions in a specific context.
But it's not the same knowledge.
I haven't got to that yet. I haven't got to that yet because, once again, you're asking a good question, but the Lamedusha answer to your question depends upon my next part of the year. So, no, you don't have to clap kafet. It means you're thinking logically. So when you're thinking logically, the Rebbe has to give you a compliment, you know. I see where you're heading. So we're going to get to the next level. Now, what I want to mention, Rabbi Yisai, is it sounds like committing an abortion is a real terrible thing over here. So now the parsha that causes the big suffix is page number 2 of the Gemara Nakamas. And that is psukim contained in Parshas Mishpatim, dealing with the following case. Let me give you what the case is, and then I'll read the psukim for you inside. Imagine you have two Jewish thugs basically beating each other up in the street. Each one wants to kill the other one. And they're doing this near a corner of the street. And Nebuch, a pregnant woman, comes along, not seeing what's going on around the corner. And she walks into a major deathly fist fight between two Jews. And one Jew gives a zetz, and instead of hitting the guy, he basically hits this woman. So the question is, what happens if she miscarries the baby as a result of this major trauma? What happens if she survives the blow, but the baby is miscarried as a result of this major, major trauma? What is that man chayiv in Dinei Torah as a result of the forced miscarriage of this child? So on page number 2a, the pasuk says the following. If two men are fighting, but not for isha hara, and unfortunately they banged up a pregnant woman, the yosel was there and she miscarried, lo le'asam, and the woman herself has not died, Because if she dies, then there's a shale of murder over here. She did not die. So what's the Torah's prerequisite of punishment? Onosh, onosh. The person who caused her to miscarry is going to be punished by the Bezdin. Kasha yashus alav ba'al isha. Whatever is evaluated by the husband of this woman of a monetary payment to basically pay them for what happened over here, the nasim b'flilim, this will be adjudicated by the judges of that specific court. If asin yet, but if God forbid she dies as a result, the nasim nefesh tacha nefesh, we have din nefashis over here, and the monetary payment no longer applies. Now, the Torah tells us, just think about this for a couple of minutes. You have a woman who is in an advanced state of pregnancy. I mean, this could happen in the 9th month, in the 8th month. She was hit by a man who wanted to kill somebody else. And the result of that traumatized blow is that, thank God, she didn't die, but she was caused a miscarry. The most the Torah says that you can mechayiv in dinei Torah in Jewish court is basically a chiyav of mama. So the question is, if abortion is an isa deraisa, and only therapeutic abortions are permissible, but non-therapeutic criminal abortions are prohibited, so why in the world over here is this person not chayiv on some level of murdering or destroying this child? And we know for a fact that when you have dini mamonis and dini nefashos, we have a principle in halacha, kavle mikarabi mine. You came in mechayiv mamon. If the ma'aser involved the noyinish that really involves the nefashos and ritzicha and such, so how does the Torah adjudicate over here a chiyav mamon if the severity of the crime of abortion is such that it's looked upon as shlichas dam, as the Torah says in Parshas Noach? How do I understand this? How do I comprehend this? So what I'm going to show you now, Rabbi Yisrael, is not widely known, but I'm going to show you machlokis in Perish Hamikra of two nefashos Hamikra. The Maral Miprag on one side, and Eliyahu HaMizrahi on the other side, two very famous Balei Plukta when it comes to Pashanut. But I'm using them because what they do in this specific sugya develop a very deep interpretation to answer this question. And what I'm going to demonstrate tonight is what they say as Achronim and Pashanut HaMikra ends up being the Yesod of the Machlokes of Rambam and Rashi and all the other Rishonim in the answer to this question, and the answer to your question, what is the nature of the Easter in killing the baby in utero, we're going to come to open answer to this question, to the doctor's question, in the next couple of minutes. So I'm going to get to your question very shortly. Let me first show you, on page number 3, the approach of the Mizrahi. I'm going to show you the Mizrahi first, because the Maral quotes the Mizrahi and critiques it. So you can't understand the critique of the Maral unless you see what the Mizrahi said first. So on page number 3, this is the Perish of the Mizrahi on the Chumash. These are both early Gedolei Acharonim. And let me show you what he says on quotation Rabbi Yisai, quotation basically B. It says the following. It says that if you're dealing with the question of the baby being killed and not the mother being killed. So the fact is, what happens over here? So he says the following. He says that the veladais, I'm now dealing on the second line, he says, ha veladash ve'isha, babies that are in utero, calls man shelo yosel avraulam, as long as they haven't been born yet, becheskas tefalamein, they're in a chazaka that might not ever be born alive, viable entities. Which means there's always a sakana, they're going to die, if not in the gestational period, they might die during the parturitional period at the time of the Maisa Leda. So he says they have a chazaka of nefalim, a child that's not a viable child. Since Quraz they're not born yet, the months of their gestational formation have not been completed. And if that's the case, the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Rotzeach, Hahoreg HaGogol O HaKotem Ben Yomo, if a person kills a full-fledged adult in Klal Yisrael, or even a Jewish child that is one day old, but the child's been born into this world, even on the day of birth, the halach is chayiv the isa v'tzichim and atzera, and with Eidim, with Hasra, he be adjudicated with capital punishment in the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim. So he makes the following diik mashma, aval uber, but a baby that's still in utero, adayin lo yotzla ava ola, that is not emanated from the mother's body, it hasn't been born, she'eino afila ben yomo, that doesn't have the skus and the halakha status of being considered coming into this world and being called a ben yomo, the halach is you can't adjudicate the destruction of that child in court. Shema mishim the kozman shel yotzav olam, as long as the child hasn't been born, yeshlachus, you have to be concerned. Shema lo kolof agasha, that maybe the gestational time frame in the creation of the child has not been completed in utero, and therefore lo yiralios ish, the designation of a child of ish has not come into place yet. And if that's the case, if you, in order to mechayiv mises bezdin, what's the halacha, Rabbi Yisai? You have to give a hasra. Don't kill that entity, because if you kill that entity, chayiv mises bezdin. You have to give a hasra zvadai to issue that pronouncement. Most Jews on the face of this earth, based upon the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yamud Aleph, we have a din of rov b'nei adam are not treifos. Rov b'nei adam are viable human beings. The Gemara says, since we pass from Acharab and Lahatos, and we're dealing with even Aruba Deleskam on statistical roves, when you therefore give a hasrat to a regular gadol, or even to a child that's ben yomo, since most children that are born al pi rov are viable entities, even though only a ben yomo, and surely a person that's been around for a good couple of years seems to demonstrate viability, the rov that most people are not terefos, and they're therefore healthy, allows the hasrat to be hasrat vadai. And if they violate it and they kill the person, you schlep them to Beis Din, the Eidin is Chayiv Beis Din. But if somebody gives the hasra to a person who's about to kill a baby in utero, even though the baby is in 9 months, is about to be born but hasn't been born yet, if you give a hasra, since the viability of the child is not demonstrated until not only it is reaching 9 months, until it successfully emanates from the birth canal and is born into this world, and is the healthy child ostensibly in the initial analysis, until that child becomes a ben yomo, it's a chazaka of a fear. The baby might be a nefel. So giving hasra on the killing of a child, even in the 9th month before they're born, the most it could be is hasra safek. And in the dinei nefashos, if he mechayev a person mises bezdin, hasra safek is not enough of a hasra to mechayev the person in mises bezdin. And as a result of that, there's a technical incapacity to adjudicate an abortion even at the end of 9 months, right before the baby's born, because in order to mechayev mises bezdin, you need hasra zvadai. Since the baby has a din of a potential nefel and unviability until the baby's born, the hasra you're giving is a suffix. Maybe the baby's viable or not. Hasra suffix is mafkia, takes the ability to adjudicate this, and therefore you can't administer mises bezdin. So it means that if you think about it for a couple of minutes, the baby inside the mother's body, let me just mention something. Is the baby in the mother's body considered a nefesh yet, Rabbi Yisai? Don't shake your heads. If you're saying hasra safek is a safek, what you're saying is the baby is a nefesh on some level, but I can't adjudicate the hasra because it's hasra safek. So therefore, according to the Mizrahi, be very careful over here. The baby in the mother's body is a safek nefesh. I can't adjudicate its murder because it's a hasra shel safek. It's a technicality. Now, by B'nai Noach, why can I kill them if they performed an abortion? So the answer that the Mizrahi is going to give is one of the leniencies the Gemara says in Sanhedrin we have when it comes to the adjudication of B'nai Noach halacha, there's no need of hasra to mechayev the mises bezdin. So since the Benoach technically doesn't have a chiv of Hasra, you can kill without Hasra, there's no impediment of Hasra Safek. If there's no impediment of Hasra Safek, we can therefore be done based upon rove children that are pregnant. Rove children will basically be born healthy. So going back to your question, Doctor, we do rely upon statistics and shurim even when it comes to Gaisha babies. Oh. Listen very carefully, we do rely upon it. Because if we didn't rely upon it, So how can you basically, so therefore the answer is that if the baby is a nefesh, the problem is that in order for, since there's a din of Asra's Vadai, since the statistic is still a statistic, so in the world of halacha, where you need hasra, the statistic internally where you have a nafil problem, which takes away the normal role that most healthy people have on the face of this earth, therefore that doesn't allow the hasra to be a vada hasra, and it's hasra slavic, technically you can't kill a Jew for doing such. But a ben Noach in the halachas of b'nei Noach do not require hasra, whether it's gezela, whether it's v'yachas Hashem, whatever avera they do, you're killing them without hasra. If that's the case, the technical impediment that we have in killing a Jew for doing the abortion, we don't have that technical deficiency when it comes there for halach lamasa to a guy. Therefore, for the Chazal to say there's an adjudication of killing the baby in utero is a chiyav, a what, ritzich, when it comes to the din of ben Noach, and he's adjudicating accordingly, makes a great deal of sense based upon saying the baby's a nefesh, but the hasra of a guy is not needed, by Jew it is needed. That's the technical difference between them. But the Mizrahi is working with the Svara that what's problem over here is it's a problem of a hasra, but the baby's nefeshut, the baby being a separate entity, and therefore to be punished for its destruction is still something to be concerned with, but Mises Bezin can't be administered because of the technicality. Now I'm trying to build up to a certain point. Therefore, for the Mizrahi's mind, there is a nefesh over here, a suffix nefesh.
Like the Rambam.
A suffix, well, the Rambam is going to learn like him later on. But what I'm pointing out to you is that that's the way he learns the lumdis of the pasuk. Now, what am I going to contrast this to? I'm going to contrast this now to the shita of the Marah. And you'll see very blatantly, from 1 minute, how different their observation about the baby inside is. If you look up, going back to page number 2, so, but obviously the Maral asked the same question. Why in the world is there no problem over here of nefashites? Why is the chiv of Dmei Veladais? So he says very simple. Look on top of the page, B on the left-hand side and the right-hand side, where it says number 582 in the text, the little numbers. Afilo yedua shekola chadasha. Even if the baby is known to have had total gestational perfection, and you've come now to the end of the 9th month, so therefore it's not a question of gestation anymore. Lo nikra nefesh, the baby is not called a nefesh, because I've been doing a nefesh, calls man shall yosla, until the baby's been born into this world. The baby's called in utero uba imo, or uba yerech imo, for lo nefesh adam, and therefore if that's the case, the concept of killing a nefesh, a human being, when it comes to humanhood, doesn't apply to the baby in utero, whether it's a Jewish baby or a non-Jewish baby. The baby inside is called Ubi Yerech Imo. Now, by saying that, the Maral is making a very pedantic statement. There's going to be consequences over here. What the Maral is therefore saying, Rabbi Yisai, is that as long as the baby is in utero, it's an organ system of the mother's body. Ubi Yerech Imo. It's like the kidneys. It's like the gallbladder. It's part of the Uba Yerachima. It's not considered a nefesh yet.
As he learned the pasuk.
Not even a suffix nefesh.
As he learned the pasuk and no.
We'll get to it very shortly. So therefore, halach lamasa, if that's the case, the destruction of the baby in utero can't be a capital punishment of murder. If I'm chayvel in the goof of the mother, cut out the kidneys, I'm violating chabala deraisa, I'm not violating murder. So if that's the case, it's not a nefesh. So could obviously, I don't have a kamalema de rabbe. So the fact that Torah says, if I cause the blood to be destroyed, it says a woman has another organ system being cut out, her market value in the street as a shivka is going to be diminished. So would you basically evaluate how much this woman would have been sold if she had a full geshmaka body with all the evarim, and what her worth is going to be now by the fact you damaged her body by cutting this out? That differential is the demei beladais. But it's a monetary Kabbalah payment that has nothing to do with nefashis whatsoever.
Now, even according to Ben Noah.
So the I'm going to get to that very short. I mean, you'll see very shortly what I'm holding back.
What damage is being done to her body?
You decreased her value because she was...
In the marketplace, in the marketplace, as a shivcha pregnant, you could have gotten $500. As a non-pregnant shivcha, you could only be able to sell it for $300. So there's a $200 deficiency. The Mabel Adais, it's a monetary question. So therefore, what I'm pointing out to you, and this debate, Rabbi Yisai, listen carefully, is being debated vis-a-vis B'nai Yisrael. The debate of the Mabel Adais in the Chumash is a din in B'nai Yisrael halacha. You don't have a din of the Mabel Adais when it comes to B'nai Noach halacha. So this whole machlokas I'm quoting you now deals with the adjudication of the halacha when it comes to a Jewish baby undergoing this forced hapala by this traumatic activity. So therefore, I'm being very careful, in the B'nai Yisrael halacha, there is the Yisrael's Likam Machlokas, where the destruction of the baby is the destruction of a ubi yarchimo, an ave of the mother, a non-murder type of activity, or is it a halacha, Rabbi Yisrael, of a destruction of a suffek nefesh? But since the suffek nefesh and asra suffek, I can't adjudicate it as murder in Bezdin Shamata, and as a technicality I can't overcome. It could be in Shemayim. Shemayim will basically treat you as therefore a murderer, and the mechayiv you in Bezdin Shamayla, a punishment. Very similar when it comes to killing a treifa. If you know a person is a treifa in halacha, and you kill a treifa, Bezdin can't punish you down here. It's a technicality. But Bezdin Shamayla will punish you for having killed a treifa. So you see over here, when it comes to hasras, when it comes to punishing, didn't the fashais, if there's sfeikos, it holds back the Bezdin to do the adjudication of the punishment below. Now, what I'm going to point out now, Rabbi Yisrael, is the following. If that's the case, on a Jewish child, based upon the Gezeres HaKasev Halacha, we have this debate, what is the status of the baby? Is it a form of destruction of the body parts? Is it a problem of a potential murder? Now, this is played out. I'm going to go to the Rishonim first and then go back to B'nai Noach to answer your question. This is played back on page number 4. Go to page 4, number 4 again. On page number 4, there is now a Machlokus Rishonim explaining the lumdis of the therapeutic abortion. Why is that we have a Mach in Torah Shlapeh that if the baby is threatening the mother's life, therapeutic abortion is allowed and even mandated because the mother's life is at stake and her pekuach nefesh is deicha, all the yisurim of kol haterekula. So the Rambam, if you look Rabbi Yisai, in quotation B, and halacha test on page 4, he says the following, Horu chachamim she'ugra shimakasha lele, mutalach tabuba b'meha, baby Islam, baby, there's no difference whether you're going to kill the baby in this therapeutic abortion by physical surgical embryotomy or by giving some type of poisonous substance into the body to kill the child and to stimulate abortion. Chemical or mechanical abortion are permitted in both cases. The reason we allow this is the baby is viewed in the world of halacha as if it's basically pursuing the mother to kill her. And therefore, if that's the case, the baby has a din of rodef. When somebody, party A, is being rodef, pursuing party B, who's the nirdaf, the Torah Shabbat tells us, habol ha-gecha hashkin v'hargo, the nirdaf has a right to kill the rodef before he kills him. And not only that, a third party observer who sees a rodef about to kill a nirdaf can intervene and kill the rodef to save the nirdaf. So what Chazal is telling us is the baby in utero who is endangering the potentially the life of the mother is treated as a reidev, and that gives us the permission to intervene as a third-party observer to kill the baby to save the mother's life. Now, I will tell you the following. Whether it's the Noda B'Yehuda, later on Rav Chaim, going further up to Rav Moshe's Tekufa, the way they learned this Rambam, and this is the way Makubal did they learned this Rambam, is by the fact the Rambam introduced the lumdis of rodef to matter the din of harigas uber, you don't introduce rodef unless the isa deraisa being violated is ritzich. Rodef is a matin ritzicha. It's not a matin chabal. So by the fact the Rambam had to use the lumdis of rodef to basically matter the killing of the baby to save the mother's life, it means we're dealing with an isa deraisa on a ritzicha level. And therefore, if the mother is designated as the baby's designated as the rodef, and the mother is the nirdaf, we can therefore kill the baby as a third party observer to save the mother's life. So for the Rambam, for him to paskin that way, who does he hold like the Mizrahi or the Maral? He holds like the Mizrahi, because if he didn't know the baby's an nefesh, the whole question of murder and the din of rodef could not be introduced. So therefore, in the world of halachic symmetry, the way the Mizrahi learned the Psukim at Vei Valadas of Kedosh and the Petur Asura Safek, when it comes to that specific context, where I said at the end, if that's the case, the baby is looked upon as a separate entity, and at least a partial nefesh. Therefore, the Rambam says, when it comes to therapeutic abortion, we're doing this lechatchila. You have to introduce rodef as a way of being mat to the specific isa. Now, according to the Maral Miprag, what would be the halacha? Do I need rodef to be matter? So I want to show you a Rashi. If you look right by your side, on the Rashi quotation C underneath, which is Rashi's interpretation of the Mishnah in Masechtas Olos, so Rashi says, he brings Makasha label a second line, and it says over there, Pashetas Yoda v'chatachta o'matzi avam varim, v'chozma shol yosel ava olam, lab nefeshu, v'nitin lahargo, u'latzilas ima. What is Rashi telling you? As long as the baby has an emanating mother's body, the baby is not a nefesh. Now, who talks about the context of the baby not being a nefesh in the machlokas I had before? The Maral Miprag. And what did he call the baby? Uba Yerech Ima. In his specific formulation, he never says the mother is a musukenes, and we're now going to use rodef to be matir. He doesn't mention rodef whatsoever. Why? Because if he holds the way the Maral did, that the baby inside is an organ system of the mother's body and not a nefesh, and there's no shen shalav tzicha, it's a question of Kabbalah. So if that's the case, I don't need rodef to be matir. If a woman has a dangerous part of her body that's threatening her life, I can perform any Kabbalahs I need. The Kabbalah comes under rapi and rape to basically save this woman's life. So if that's the case, I don't need a din of rodef to permit Kabbalah. Therefore, we have over here at both sides our two major camps of thought. And we're now pairing together. The Rambam, who uses rodef, held the baby as a nefesh, a separate entity, and therefore killing the baby inside is a form of murder, but not a judicial technicality, because of Sarah Safek. The matter therapeutic abortion is rodef. Without that, I wouldn't have no right to kill the baby. The Shita Sarashi follows the Mahalach of the Maral Miprag. That the baby in utero until the baby is born is not a nefesh at all. It is most an organ system in the mother's body. The shelov is a shelov chabala. It's not a shelov retzicha. So once the mother has a sickness, in this case the sickness is the baby inside her body, which basically causes a potential death, I can therefore cut out a defective organ to save a life. Rapi rape, it's a chabala shelov. And therefore that's why rodef's not mentioned. So you will have now a parallelism amongst two gedolei Achronim against two Rishonim. So we therefore see how they therefore learn the Pesach when it comes to a Jew in these two specific areas. Now, when it comes to a Goy, so I gave you the Jewish halach. When it came to a Goyish baby, why did Chazal clear a Chakira whether or not a therapeutic abortion is permissible or not? What bothered Chazal? I mean, once you have this, it seems everybody passes that therapeutic abortion is permissible when it comes to a din of a Jewish baby. The only question is what the longest is. Why did Chazal have a major, major crisis and only after debate did they come to the conclusion that we're not to therapeutic abortion when it comes to a Gaita? What's going on? So I want to show you something quite interesting, Rabbi Yisrael. On page number 4, go to quotation L. I have a photo stack of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch will give us a little understanding what was bothering Chazal in their halakhic minds. He says the following, this is the Minchas Chinuch amid the Reish Tzadivav. In this topic, the question is the following. Imash ben Noach Muzer al ha'ubrin. Why is there an Issa abortion when it comes to going, when it comes to abortion? Is the Mishum Shebedini ben Noach Gil Sahatara Shahuba Kari Nefesh the Ika Saras and Rasahum Shab Isaritzicha. This is interesting. Do we say that when the Torah Pashas Noach, your question, Doctor, that the ease of abortion, which is stated explicitly in the Chumash, is an abortion by Gayim, and the Torah uses the word Shaifat Dam Adam, it seems it's murder. So with the Torah is Magala, that for killing an Uva in utero for a Gayim is a form of Ritzicha Hisah, so one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Is that the Pshat of the Isa Torah when it comes to abortion? Or Shelo Olak Eina Uva Kari Nefesh, even by a Gayisha baby, of Bnei Noach Halacha, which are not as severe as murder, and the Isa is an Isa violate Bnei Noach Halacha, but it's not considered a Maisa a Shrichas Adam. So what he's being megal of here is something quite interesting. That even though the Torah uses the phraseology, Shaykh Dam Adam Dami Yashateh, we would have, without the Minchas Chinuch, said it's a double Pashit, that the ease of destruction of the fetus in utero is definitely an act of Shrichas Adam. So says the Minchas Chinuch, even though you might have thought that way, I am telling you that in the world of Gedolei HaRishonim, they had a big doubt of how you understand the concept of Ubudim being Usar when it comes to it. What's interesting, Rabbi Isai, is the Gemara in Sanhedrin in quotation I, which quotes the Ease of Ubudim by Bnei Noach, never categorizes what's the reason behind Harikas Ubudim. It just says, Bnei Noach are Usar in abortion, and it quotes the Pasuk Shaif Adon and Shafet. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin ever categorizes what is the nature of the Ease of the destruction of that baby. That therefore leaves the Rishonim and the Achrayim and the Chassidim declare the Chakira, is it a form of Ritzicha, or is it just a Gzeres HaKasef, that killing an Uber in utero is a terrible, grievous crime, and therefore a guy can be killed because of it, but it's not because it's Ritzicha, it's his violation of the Hashkafa of the Shemitz B'nai Noach. So he says this was a Chakira. What's interesting and fascinating, if you now go to the Tesis Rush I quoted before, let's reread the Tesis Rush now with this little background. The Rush says, the Sanhedrin Kassel Levar, Shulakach Mutu Lahatzel Nachris Hamistakenis, the Shas Leidasa, the Kaven Uber, Lo Mikri Nefesh, which means an Uber in utero is surely I consider a full fledged Nefesh. The only full Makish Nefesh is when you're Benyomi into this world, but in utero, nobody's going to say it's about Nefesh. The Alpha Bisha Xeris Akasif Ushim Eschaivalel. Even though the Xeris Akasif is, if a guy commits it, he's Chayim Yisus Bezdin, but that doesn't mean that for a guy in utero, for a baby inside, that's considered 100% a real act of murder, whereby a Jew, the Gedarim of murder only begin once the baby is a Ben Yomo. So he wants you to know, don't think that for a Ben Noach, the halacha of abortion being also means that for Ben Noach, a baby inside is definite halachic murder. It might not be. That full-fledged murder, the way we talk about Makir Nefesh, even for a guy and for a Jew, is only when the baby is Ben Yomo. But there's a special rebate, there's a custom telling us that for Ben Noach, if they kill the baby in utero, there's a special din of Mises Bezefin done such, which means the Gzeres HaKazav Neschayiv the Bnei Noach a din of Mises Bezdin, even if it's not full-fledged murder, but it's not Neschayiv a Jew but Mises Bezdin for having done such. Now, by the fact, he says, that it's not 100% even murder for a guy, we can therefore understand that if the woman, the Begayutah, is in a state of Sakana, that we therefore would allow the Pikvach Nefesh of the mother to be taken into consideration, and that your therapeutic dispensation given by Chazal to kill the baby to save the mother should therefore be graciously extended to the Gayata. Now, I will tell you the following. From the Mashmas of the Tesis Rush, some Achrayim want to say that if Chazal held without a question that the Gzeres HaKasav of Bnei Noach is, that unlike a Jew, that a baby inside is a full-fledged Nefesh, and its being destroyed is a full-fledged murder in all its context, in that case we might not have the therapeutic abortion applying, because if that's the case, if the baby's a nefesh and the mother's a nefesh, ma'ul mahay mahay. So he says what gives us the leniency capacity is even by Ben Noah, it's not a full-fledged nefesh, it's on a lower darga, which if that's the case, the mother is a full-fledged nefesh. The baby is a partial nefesh, whatever that means. We're therefore able to prioritize the nefesh of the mother over the baby, besvara, not when it comes to a Jewess, even when it comes to a non-Jewess. This is what the way Tzitzis Rashi is learning, the chakira, which was generated by the Minchas Chinuch many, many years later on. Now, so halachumas, I'm telling you how we pass in that specific shape. Now, let me go a little deeper over here. If that's the case, we therefore see that in the world of Torah law, when it comes to our abortions amongst Jews, that therefore there is a definite question of prohibition. It's not judicial, but Bezdin Shalmata, that's for sure. And according to the Rambam and according to the Mizrahi, there is some level of Ritzicha taking place, which is not adjudicable, because the baby's a nefesh, and it's a separate entity, and it'll be Yerachimo. For Shita Sarashi, according to Shita of the Marami Prague, the baby inside is not a nefesh, period. There's no Yisra Ritzicha. It's a gedda of Ubi Yerachimo, and the most you can be violating is the Yisra Chabala. That is why the Achreinu point out that when there's no therapeutic need of the mother, so why is abortion prohibited according to the Shita of the Maral or Tarashi? It's not Ritzicha. The Sheila is a Sheila Chabala. Because Chabala, you can't be Chayv of somebody's good. I can't be Chayv of my good. I can't knock my head against the wall because I'm angry at myself to cause myself to bleed. It's an Issa Daraisa of Chayv of Yatzma. I surely can't be Chayv of somebody else's body, even with permission. They can't give permission. So a non-therapeutic Chabala in somebody's body, which is not Rapi and Rapi, is an Issa Daraisa. At least it's a Sheila of Kabbalah. And in fact, the Maharik, Rav Yosef Trani, says that according to the camp of thought, Shita Sarashi and the Maral, that the baby inside is Ubi Yerachima and not a Nefesh, the Issa of non-therapeutic abortions is an Issa of Kabbalah Bavad. That's where it starts and that's where it ends. There is another Afra, Rav Yor Bachra, the author of the Sefer Chavis Yoru, says that besides the Kabbalah Sheila, there might even be a Sheila of Hashchasa Zera, because the baby that was created from Zera Bnei Adam, where if the Yomashchis the Zera is an Issa Deraisa, so if you're basically destroying a child that formed from that Zera, he wants to claim that there's an Issa of Hashchasa Zera as well. Hashchasa Zera Baisa is not Ritzicha. And therefore, it lessens the severity of the crime, Etc. Why am I mentioning this? It's the lesson. The reason I'm mentioning this, let me see how much time I have, is because of the famous controversy, which I want to do tonight, between Rav Moshe and between Rav Waldenberg when it comes to taste sex abortions. And you're going to see right now that what Rav Moshe and Rav Waldenberg basically debated, Rav Waldenberg is the Tzitz Eliezer, Eliezer Waldenberg, Rav Moshe, Igris Moshe, what they ultimately debated is which camp of thought I go according to. Am I a Rambam Mizrahinik? Funny to say that. Or am I basically speaking a Maral Rashinik? And the fact is, each one, depending upon who you hold, came to the respective opinion. Let me explain to what I mean. Rav Moshe, following the Mahalach of the Noda Behuda, and Rav Chaim and a whole bunch of Yeshivish and Briska Langanim, who looked upon the Rambam as the primary sheet over here, since it's a question of Ritzicha, Sefer Ritzicha Yudama, so Moshe says very simply, when it comes to the din of abortions are permissible if the mother's life is being threatened immediately as a result of the actual pregnancy taking place. If the mother will not survive this pregnancy, it's a shela of her pikuach nefesh during the pregnancy. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah, Masechta Sawalas, is Har Chayeha is Kodem the baby, and therefore I can kill the baby as a relative to basically save the mother's life. So Bekuach Nefesh Inyan. So therefore, that's the Lundus when it comes to the permissibility of an abortion of therapeutic nature. When it comes to a Tay-Sachs baby, let me give you a little medicine and then get into Halacha quickly. When a Tay-Sachs baby is formed, the genetic defect of Tay-Sachs, in order for a baby to be a Tay-Sachs baby, both the parents have to be carriers of the defective gene. The percentage rate of production of Tay-Sachs baby by two carriers is 24% of the babies they will produce will have the genetic defect, and the baby will be a Tay-Sachs baby. And we've seen this demonstrated, I can give you all different types of studies demonstrating that. If that's the case, when the baby, if the baby is conceived with two genetic factors making this a potential Tay-Sachs baby, as the baby is gestating in its mommy's body, there is zero danger to the mother at the point in time. Not only that, but the baby in utero looks and appears and functions as 100% normal when it comes to all the tests you do prenatally in the laboratory. The baby, when it's born, initially looks like a 100% healthy baby, and unless you did genetic testing, you have no idea the baby has this genetic problem of Tay-Sachs. It's only once the baby starts to mature and the Tay-Sachs factor starts to kick in, and therefore it causes an ability of the cellular structures of the body to get rid of certain waste material because of this genetic defect of Tay-Sachs. What happens is the fact that it can't get rid of this specific defective material in the cells, which cells only do, it starts to build up into the cells and starts to make the cells dysfunctional to the point that the baby over the next couple of years gets slower, more dysfunctional, and by usually year 3 and 4, the baby dies because it can no longer survive in this type of state. So parents are watching in front of them for the next 4 years a slow misa mishuna of a child that was born beautiful and totally healthy, and all their aspirations of having a boy and girl were there, and the next 4 years the heart is being tzibrachin, and slowly but surely they see the child die. Now, if that's the case, so what does that have to do with abortion? So the stats show that a good percentage of parents who go through the hell of having a Tay-Sachs child, many of them, because of this, suffer a nervous breakdown. Some of them develop physical conditions manifested by heart conditions or other major conditions that can cause a sakana to their life. So therefore, Rav Moshe said, I appreciate what's going to happen a couple of years to these parents as a result of witnessing this type of destruction of the child, but the parameters of the mission, the Sechlus Olos, that teaches us the halachas of therapeutic abortion, are talking about a danger to the mommy when the baby is in utero. And therefore, what's going to happen to the mother 4 years after pregnancy, we don't have a source to permit that. And since the issue we're dealing over here is a question of ritzicha, suffic ritzicha on a deraisa level, I can't be matter an abortion for a Tay-Sachs baby with the issue deraisa being over here could be a din of ritzicha, and that's where Moshe was tremendously machmir. Now, what was Rav Waldenberg's counter-argument? We'll finish with this because I don't want you to miss Marav tonight. Rav Waldenberg basically, and he has many tshuvas on this, held against the Rambam, like Shita Sarashi and like the Maral, and he quotes a whole slew of Shitas, and he says, I can interpret the Ram differently, it shouldn't be interpreted this way as well. He held the Isser involved in destruction of baby in utero is a Sheila Chabalah, Hashchas Zera. It has nothing to do with Ritzicha, because he advocates the baby inside is not an Efesh, Ubi Yarek Imo. So the most is a Sheila of Chabalah. Now, that already makes the Sheila a much less desperate Sheila. So he makes the following cheshbon. If we're dealing now with doing a chabalah to be chayvul in the mother's body, so the question he says, if that's the case, if the mother had a potential disease brewing in her body that might not manifest immediately now, but down the pipe, this specific disease phenomenon is going to start to flourish and to grow like a cancer, so on, and ultimately it's going to endanger their life, would you not already start treatment immediately to prevent that system from basically doing what it's doing and basically take that person's life? The concept of doing the medical cure as quickly as you possibly can is quite obviously the optimum way to go. So his mind is, since it's been documented, as I mentioned before, that many parents who have a Tay-Sachs child suffer the consequences I mentioned before, so therefore the mother or father's potential health and gesundheit is being threatened potentially based upon the fact they have knowledge now that baby in utero is basically a Tay-Sachs baby. And today, genetically, you can do the testing.
You said it's only 24%?
No, 20%. No, what I'm saying is, now listen to me carefully. I hear your question. 24% if you don't know. With today's genetic testing, you know 100%. Once the baby's been created inside, you know 100% it's a Tay-Sachs baby. If you don't have any idea, Barura, so you know 75%, you're not going to have a problem. But every child today in any type of pregnancy is monitored genetically as well. And they're going to make sure, because let me say something. One of the most sued doctors on the face of the earth besides surgeons are gynecologists and obstetricians. They, because of informed consent, and because they don't want to be subject to multi-million dollar malpractices, mandate on one level or another, if they see something when it comes to the hormones or other types of aberrations, they're going to make you undergo anesthesia or other stuff to check, in fact, if there is a problem. And based upon blood and other things, you can come already to a shayla. Maybe the baby's a Tay-Sachs. Once you go to amniocentesis and they do that study, they come to 100% certainty the baby has it. So therefore, if that's the case, we're not dealing with a Suffolk baby's a Tay-Sachs. We're dealing with a baby that's a Vadai Tay-Sachs. So now you know the baby's a Vadai Tay-Sachs, and you also know the Suffolk. And what might happen to the parents later on? So in that case, he felt that Chabalah on the mother's body would be permissible to prevent later on the mother's psychological, emotional, physiological body from undergoing self-destruction or basically undergoing all different types of hampering. He felt if the most is Chabalah, or the most is Ashkaz Zera, Litzarek over here, he would matter. And I want to tell you something, he was matter pretty far in the pregnancy.
6 months.
He was basically matter in the 6 months, which means after the second trimester. That's a pretty big hector over here. So the fact of the matter is that was Rav Waldenberg, because he didn't look upon this as a Sheila Ritzicha. So what I want to show you over here is something fascinating. That you have over here, if you think about it, two machanas, two camps of thought. Without the Sanhedrin of Gadol Rabbi Yisai, we basically have the Gedor over here is Eilu v'Eilu Divrei Chaim. Basically have both shitas, which are based upon Makaris and sources, and both bring tremendous documentation. And there's a Mesaris of different Chachamim holding on both sides, Rishayim v'Acharonim. So if that's the case, each one's entitled to their opinion. But the fact of the matter is, if you're a Rav Moshe Nick and you hold like a Moshe, you're not going to be able to do this. If you are not a Rav Moshe, you usually go to Waldenberg for his Piskei Halacha, so you're part of his machaneh, you have this tremendous dispensation. And therefore, this is basically how their two shitas were created. One thing I will tell you, that both Rav Moshe and Rav Waldenberg were of the opinion that Halacha L'Maisa, that if you are basically not genetically matched because of this, then you're not a Basher to Shidduch, and therefore you should not undergo that Shidduch. That's why Rav Moshe was the first Gadol to Mechadesh, the concept of genetic testing. I mean, the Rishon was created because of Rav Moshe's Psak. I can tell you honestly, because I know this in Rav Moshe's Mishpacha, there's a big tumult whether you should do genetic testing or Chachila, and there's a big debate between the Feinsteins on one side, some Feinsteins, and the Tens on the other side, whether Rav Moshe said the genetic testing is a Chachila v'Yeved, and what Rav Moshe meant. So I know this because I've heard both sides over here. But the Torah world interpreted Rav Moshe's tshuva, in this case like the Tenus did, the Rav Moshe gave a dispensation to do genetic testing to prevent this type of Admas Nefesh. If that's the case, that's what we have Gai Yesharim, because if you're able to make sure they're not Bashet Shiduchim, you're not going to come to basically do this. And even Rav Waldenberg, who says, I have a way of getting around it, he still says it's not a Bashet Shiduch, but I'm giving you a hector because of mother's Begav Nefesh, etc. etc. Now, I'm going to go to the Gemara's about in a minute from now. I haven't finished the topic yet, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a lot more to do, so there's going to be a part two of Mirza Hashem. But at least I brought you into the topic for you to see over here the sensitivity of the severity of the use of abortion. So therefore, when you see, for instance, in the world at large, the concept of what Planned Parenthood is doing, and the games they're playing when it comes to abortions and such, it's not just a question, oh, it's only a Jewish halacha. What I taught you tonight, the Beninah halacha is even more severe. There's a shayla of Chiyuv Mrs. Bezdin. So therefore, the Mechav of Klal Yisrael, as an early going to tell our opinion, is something we got to do. The Sanhedrin Agadlo, the Supreme Court, might not listen to us. But I can tell you one thing, that Zweibel from the Aguda and the OU, when it came to their legal offices, when the question was debated in the Supreme Court, they did express their opinion to tell them what they feel is not only the Jewish view, but the halakha b'nei Noach, to give a gilui to the world what the halakha responsibility is.
Thank you for joining us at benstorah.com.